program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Tonight on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, we ruminate upon an issue close to everyone. Looking at the world, one might divide it into food and not food. And within that category of food, all food exists along a continuum of food and tish. Tonight's experiment is to find out how much of that substance one can consume. There is no shortage of music about food. Hell, Weird Al Yankovic devoted his entire career to singing about food. No, there is no Weird Al on this show, even if his parents were smoked to a golden brown. But regardless, tonight, the Lymph Node Institute sets you adrift in a trough of consumable matter somewhere along that continuum between food and tish. It is your role, dear listener, to discern which is which, and to eat, eat, eat. Consume your way out of this quagmire of sustenance, lest you drown in your own food, only to become sustenance for the other listeners. For, as a certain collective of meat peddlers is quick to point out in what is perhaps the worst advertising slogan ever, you gotta eat.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be, 'cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Wake up in the morning, there's a slapper around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says, right, this is to you, and you, and you. Pour on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. Pour on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning, see the pop that says it's right. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
Bisquick, pancake, waffle. Amphetamine omelet on a cold summer day, polyurethane toast, and a dirt flambé.
If all the cornflakes in the world were floated from New York in an easterly direction, and all the sugar in Cuba were floated northeast, and if all the evaporated milk in Europe were pushed west, and all the children in the world thrown into the Atlantic.
Do you like donuts? Yes, I do. Do you like donuts? Yes, I do. I like to eat my donuts. I like to eat my donuts. Do you like donuts? Yes, I do. Do you like donuts? Yes, I do.
I eat donuts.
Son Andy Kerr. By the way, my name's Graham Kerr. When my son was just 10, he made his first attempt to follow in my footsteps. And I think he was jolly successful. You know what he cooked? His favorite dish, scrambled eggs. They were soft and creamy, and I really couldn't have done better myself. I'd like to share our secret for perfect scrambled eggs. Just whip 4 eggs together without liquid. And season them. And then pop them into melted butter. You know, when the butter is just at the point of browning and smells like hazelnuts, that's the time to add the eggs. Stir them rapidly. Stir them rapidly. Stir them rapidly. And when they look just right, add 1/4 cup of cold milk. This little trick halts the cooking process that so often makes eggs dry. Fresh eggs are one of the world's great delicacies. They deserve to be treated with respect.
Right?
Right.
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 Gooseberries and bilberries eaten in very large quantities will give you a pain in the stomach. Toadstools make you wish you had never been born. Never been born. Once upon a time, ate a piranha. Wake up in the middle of the night, it was having a fight with a lump of stew. Didn't know what to do. I swallowed a yellowy canary. Chomp, chomp, chomp. That did it, that did it. Chomp, chomp, chomp. A yellowy canary, chomp, chomp, chomp.
This song is called Caramel Wishes and Apple Surprises.
Here we go.
Yeah. like apples, yes I do. I like to eat my apples. I like to eat my apples. Do you like apples? Yes I do. Do you like apples? Yes I do.
Bring the hors d'oeuvre, our special hors d'oeuvre, my special hors d'oeuvre, the apple.
Bring the master's special hors d'oeuvre, the apple!
Don't be afraid. Taste it.
Taste it!
Don't! Come here.
Mystery apple, take a little ride. Let me be your guide through the apple paradise. Choo-choo apple, voodoo apple, take a little bite. Spend a splendid night in our garden of delight. It's a natural, natural, natural desire. Meet an actual, actual, actual vampire. Let the apple set your soul on fire, fire, fire. You'll be hypnotized and you'll be demonized, but you'll be paralyzed, so you'll be victimized. You're fascinated, captivated, losing your mind when we cast the apple eye on you. Holy apple, sacred apple, take a little chance, get into a trance and join me in the apple dance. Go, go! Natural, natural, natural desire. Get you higher, higher, higher. Let the apple set your soul on fire, fire, fire. You'll be hypnotized and you'll be demonized and you'll be paralyzed, so you'll be victimized. You're fascinated, captivated, losing your mind when we cast the apple eye on you. Holy apple, mystery apple, juju apple, oh voodoo apple, sacred apple, holy apple, trust the apple, yeah, bite the apple, take the apple, whoa, praise the apple, whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. Take a bite.
If you need some tissue, I know where to go. If you want some cantaloupe, there's no better place to be. Yeah, Food Lion is where I want to be. If no other place will take you back, You know Food Lion has got your back. She's put on an apron and mopped the dirty floors. Just when you thought you knew it all, Food Lion gives a big sale. They got your back, just cut them some slack. Yeah. Food Lion is where I wanna be.
Do you like hamburgers? Yes, I do. Do you like hamburgers? Yes, I do. I like to eat my hamburgers. I like to eat my hamburgers. Do you like hamburgers? Yes, I do. Do you like hamburgers? Yes, I do.
Bread is a word. Butter is a word. You can not place them together. It is bread and butter, or butter on bread. Yet, if you search between the bread and the butter, you will find neither and nor on. Just butter. Just bread.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-B-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
like food, yes I do. I like to eat my food. I like to eat my food. Do you like food? Yes, I do. Do you like food? Yes, I do. Do you like meat? Yes, I do. Do you like meat? Yes, I do. I like to eat my meat. I like to eat my meat. Do you like meat? Yes, I do. Do you like meat? Yes, I do.
Finally taking all the bacon with that guilty grin on my face. Piggy food. Finally shopping for a chopping, the supermarket icebox case. Piggy food. When I want the finest kitchen appeal, I use it all except for the squeal. Piggy food. Give me ham that comes with a wham on my dinner plate. Piggy food. I won't fork when you nominate pork, but don't make me wait. Piggy food. When the subject comes to barbecue, pulling pork is all I wanna do. Piggy food. Oh, piggy food. This little piggy had coleslaw, and this little piggy had none. This little piggy went to Memphis, Tennessee, on a date with a barbecue bun. Piggy food. Piggy food. Got to join with a tenderloin, done tender and right. Piggy food. Got a mind for some fried up rind, make it crunchy and light. Piggy food. When the dinner has to please all around, you know I just go for the sound. Oink, oink. Piggy food. Oink, oink. Piggy food. Oink, oink. Piggy food. This little piggy had french fries, this little piggy had none. This little piggy goes with turnip greens, and this little piggy is done. Piggy food. Oi, oi, oi. Piggy food. Piggy food. Piggy food. Hey, Mr. Broker, sell me 5 contracts of pork bellies, December delivery. We're gonna make $1 million. You know, it's all numbers on the screen to you, but to me, you know what it stands for. You know what it means. Piggy food. Oink, oink, piggy food. Oink, oink, piggy food. Piggy food. Pig, 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 piggy food. Pig, 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 piggy food. Pig, 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 piggy food.
Do you like pork chops? Yes, I do. Do you like pork chops? Yes, I do. I like to eat my pork chops. I like to eat my pork chops. Do you like pork chops? Yes, I do. Do you like pork chops? Yes, I do.
Pork chops, 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 pork. Chicken livers, chicken, chicken livers, chicken livers, chicken livers, chicken, chicken livers, steak. Pork chops, pork chops, pork chops, pork chops, pork chops, pork chops.
chops, pork, chicken livers, chicken, chicken livers, chicken livers, chicken livers, chicken, chicken livers, steak, pork chops, 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 pork, chicken livers, chicken, chicken livers, chicken livers, chicken livers, chicken, chicken livers, steak, beer, ketchup, horseradish, bananas, fried rice, chunky peanut butter. Well, that was a sumptuous meal, wasn't it?
Jambalaya!
All right, it's the Big Noodle song right now. I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, and I'm a big noodle. I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, and I'm a big noodle. I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, I like the bathing sauce, cause I'm a big noodle. I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, I'm a big noodle, and I like tomato sauce. I'm gonna get a noodle after me, and take the noodle out of me, and then I won't be.
I got taken to jail. I ate a lady's bun on her head. She got a fright. It was a surprise. Do not worry, I said. I am eating your bun. I am hungry for a bun. Police, she cried. A good neighbor heard her and phoned the police. You must not eat a lady's bun, even if you are hungry. And I am in jail.
In American society, we don't say, you know, stand with a big pot and cook people. But we have symbolic forms of cannibalism in everyday life. There are obviously very strong psychological
taboos, against eating human flesh. And one has to struggle, and people do, by the reports of those who have done it, with an idea of eating. It's disgusting, it's nauseating, literally nauseating, and it is frightening. Yet the hunger, the pains of hunger, and the hope for the survival are strong enough forces to make almost any normal person in these very dire circumstances choose to cannibalize.
The guy was heading home. Bizarre salute to the man who killed and ate the flesh of 17 people.
In our language alone, you see terms that are cannibalistic. Cannibalistic competition. Dog-eat-dog competition. We talk about buttering someone up, grilling them, roasting them, chewing them up and spitting them out. You know, we nowadays talk about just about everything but cannibalism. It is such a terrifying thing for adults that they just don't talk about it. It is one of the last taboos in this country.
Every society, in order to exist, must maintain a number of taboos, behaviors which are forbidden, typically by God. These taboos are not explainable by intellect. These are injunctions by the superpower telling us don't do that. Once those rules are gone, anarchy prevails.
Can I taste my skin when it is tasty?
That's what makes it tasty, don't you know?
We got a fella in the morgue that's been trimmed up for meat. Have I got the right department? Yes, sir, this is the meat. Yes, sir, you certainly do.
I'm sorry.
All I can say. I'll eat girls or guys, I don't care, but I swear I'm not gay.
Freezer because I killed them a long time ago, and now I am going to save them for a company picnic where I might feed them in a salad or something else so that others will eat them, and then I can say I'm not the only cannibal in my
people in a row. Well, how do you know? Well, which one might taste best out of them? Well, let's take a guess. You got big guys, you got little guys, and big girls and little girls too. You put it in a pan, muscle or organ. You fry it up real good southern style. I don't know why, but the thought just makes me smile. Oh, the smell of people cooking in the kitchen. You just don't know. Maybe you do. I'm thinking maybe I should get in touch with you. Your friends won't let you babysit, so don't tell them.
Well, I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna get your magic powers. I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna get your magic powers. I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna have control of your soul.
Waiter, what do you want? I want my cabinet of chicken tonight. The town is shifting, it's all that chicken. There ain't a human being in sight, man. They're all gone digging into chicken. Waiter, waiter, what do you want? Where's my bicarbonate of chicken? The chef says there's none, there'd better be some or I'll tear the town to pieces. Hold on, son, just you hold on a minute. The chef got a box, perhaps of chicken's in it. I'm delighted to say it's true. Bicarbonate chicken will be delivered to you. Thank you, waiter, you're a real good pal. Here's $50, get yourself a fine gal. The waiter and the chef are enjoying life. The waiter is the husband and the chef is his wife.
I want candy, bubblegum and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy. Got my penny saved, so I'm a sugar daddy. I'm a Hugh Cronin, she my Jessica Candy. I want candy. Put it in a pile, split it with my bitty, 50-50 down the line. Kinda like Close Encounters of the Cavity kind. I'm talking licorice, kisses, talking chocodile smiles. I want candy. I got a sugar tooth. Put on your shin guard, Sandy, cause I wanna knock boots. Lick a peppermint stick till the lollipop droops. Gum drops it, don't stop till it's lit, not loose. I need candy, bubblegum and taffy. Get my way, punk, you're gonna get your ass beat. Nasty, do it to your dad, he's embarrassed your whole family. Just cause you came between a kid and his candy. I need candy, any kind of dude. Don't care if it's nutritious or FDA approved. It's gonna make me spaz like bobcats on booze. A hyperactive juice that only I can produce. If you use a giant drill, going straight into hell. Releasing ancient demons from their sleep forever spell. So they can walk upon the earth and get resituated. And hawk the diet pills and be people to create it. I need candy, must have candy, eat candy till I'm dead. I'll kill you for some candy, give me candy, candy head. Why you keeping all the candy? Who made you candy king? If you don't give me some candy, I will make the lady sick.
Candy, in the morning, candy on the way to school.
Doggone female riding a freight train.
Yes, I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Do you ever feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches?
Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your buttons? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. Wow! I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Such a happy little fellow. Actually, this being a clone isn't what it's cracked up to be. Especially if you're a clone of some clod who doesn't even know how to punch the right button. If I were going to be a clone, why couldn't I have been a clone of somebody like Paul Newman, maybe, or John Travolta, or even Al Pacino? I wish that I were more like Al Pacino, with flashing eyes and lots of sex appeal. I know I'm just a clone, but my heart's not made of stone. When I get girls alone, they always want to use the phone, and suddenly remember some important task at home. Like, would you believe, washing their hair? Why is it that nobody loves a fat man? Why is it that nobody seems to care? Now, I don't really mind when girls are trying to be kind by telling me that I'm so smart, they love me for my mind. But why can't someone love me for my body? My sturdy little warm and pudgy body. Now, last night I took a little gal to dinner. Her measurements would make a mummy drool. I couldn't help but stare. I moved closer to her chair. She started breathing hard, and I thought that I was there. Then she said, "It's just my asthma. I'm allergic to your hair." Why is it that nobody loves a fat man? Why is it that nobody seems to care? She said, you're no Don Juan, you just don't turn me on. Let's keep this all platonic, or you're gonna find me gone. Why can't somebody love me for my body? My warm and plump and sturdy little, tantalizing, scrumptious little, peppy and rambunctious little, cute and sweet and sexy little body.
Right now you have the urge to eat something. When it's through, if you still want to eat, then you're probably really hungry. Think about what I'm saying.
F-A-T, that is me, but I didn't used to be. I was hot, I was hungry, I was loose, I was free. Then I waited in the line for some burgers and some fries. Supersized, that'd be nice, take a bite and close your eyes. Round two, what do? I can barely walk around. Jenny Craig, Richard Simmons, but I still love to pound. Hamburgers, Coca-Cola, getting gas from too much soda. Double-double, chunky-chunky, hope this meal is never over. The world is round, and so am I. Big boys, big girls with real big thighs. Supersize, supersize the American way. Throw it down all day, every day. Supersize, supersize the American way. Getting fat, getting broke, either way you're gonna pay. Supersize me. Supersize me. Supersize me. Supersize me.
Now I can't get out of bed, so I have to order in. I'm a triple fat fatty and I have a triple chin. Who's to blame? Call the lawyer, try to settle out of court. Get some cash, spend it fast, cause I'm staring at my fork. Cause it's sad and it's lonely. Ham and cheese with bologna. Large pie, stuffed crust, a doggy bag is for a phony. I have lost the motivation to inhibit the sensation. Bottle up the frustration. Birthday cake, I stick my face in. Turkey club with double bacon, it's got healthy connotations. Fast food is overtaken and it's supersized the nation.
Supersize, supersize the American way. Throw it down all day, every day. Supersize, supersize the American way. Getting fat, getting broke, either way you're gonna pay. Supersize me. Supersize me. Supersize me. Supersize me.
If I can keep up this progress, I'll have 25 pounds. 25 pounds. That's a lot of weight.
Kentucky fried, just right. Chicken nugget, dip it twice. Biggie fries, enchilada, Philly cheese. Drive-through diet, pack on weight. Cardiac, heart attack, back on track. Still so fat, slim fast, slim slow. Touch your toes, finger licking, hit the border. Pull right up and place your order. It's your way, right away. You deserve a break today.
Supersize, supersize the American way. Throw it down all day, every day. Supersize, supersize the American way. Getting fat, getting broke, either way you're gonna pay. Supersize me. Supersize me.
Put something in your mouth.
Supersize me.
Can I get extra cheese with that?
Supersize me.
What do you mean 50 cents for extra cheese?
Supersize me.
I come here all the time. Hook a brother up.
Supersize me.
Ooh, a buffet.
Supersize me.
All you can eat all day.
Supersize me.
Is that the biggest size you got?
Supersize me.
I said I wanted supersize.
Supersize me.
Can I get like a bucket with a handle?
Supersize me.
Two for a dollar? I'll take it.
Supersize me.
All I need is three more forks.
Supersize me.
And another set of hands.
Supersize me.
That's a pretty good idea. Wait, the sign. The sign said free refills.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
crunch will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties represent the champions.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.
Tonight's menu has consisted of the Evolution Control Committee's Star Spangled Bologna, the Rolling Stones' Rice Krispies ad, the Evolution Control Committee again put together breakfast, Ivor Cutler postulated, if all the cornflakes, and then the first of many musical questions from William Janiak, do you like donuts? William Janiak seemed to have produced about 15 minutes of identical food-themed songs, grouped by type, devoting approximately 30 seconds to each type of food. I can only gather that this music is intended to be played while a child eats, programming them to like that type of food, which you have to respect. Then Negative Land put together perfect scrambled eggs. Ivor Cutler warned you about gooseberries and bilberries. The Merry Cumpathers squeezed out caramel wishes and apple surprises. Then William Janiak asked, do you like apples? And answered it for you as well. Then you heard The Apple from the movie The Apple, which comes highly recommended. FX69 performed Food Lion. Then, do you like hamburger? The Evolution Control Committee put together lunch. Ivor Cutler told you about bread and butter. The Evolution Control Committee continued with their bologna fascination with bologna and oats. Then we paused for Mike Patton's delicate palate. Carne cruda squarciata del suono di sassofono. Then William Janiak's do you like food and do you like meat? Elliot Essman performed piggy food. Then do you like pork chops? The Evolution Control Committee put together dinner and the Big Noodle song. Then Ivor Cutler ate a lady's bun and the Lymph Node Institute ate everything with Cannaboo. Ivor Cutler then demanded his bicarbonate of chicken. MC Pee Pants performed I Want Candy from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. See, it's really a spider who's trying to drill down to hell, but you heard the song. The Evolution Control Committee put together I Want a Cookie. Sid LaVarence, or however that's pronounced, the guy from Multiple Sclerosis, performed Fat Man. Then Toothpick performed Super Size Me from the movie of the same name. And the late, great Wesley Willis rocked you, slapped your brain on the counter, and cuffed it at Rock and Roll McDonald's. And that is what you have consumed. Tune in next week for Susie, and in 2 weeks for the Jizz Age. But first, did you finish your vegetables?
Do you like vegetables? Yes, I do. Do you like vegetables? Yes, I do. I like to eat my vegetables. I like to eat my peas. I like to eat my corn. I like to eat my carrots. I like to eat my tomatoes. I like to eat my spinach.
A big man swung an axe into a melon. "Where's my axe?" he mumbled, and went home. A family found the yellow beauty and ate it for dessert after the tomato and egg sandwiches. The axe was tossed casually aside. They had never eaten a melon and thought it was the bone. One day, at school, the child was asked, "Where do axes come from?" "Melons," he could have said, but did not know its name, so he held his peace. He did not know axe either.
Tired of sitting at the all-night Jell-O store and yarn shop?
Look at him jiggle.
Don't get caught poking the desiccated corpse of your own personal Dobbs.
Bolster your subgenius credentials with Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse
every Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Reverend Susie the Floozy will guide you through the
Audio Hall of Mirrors.
Or the increasingly competent doctors of the Lymph Node Institute strap you into the radio coaster and away you go. Thrill to the antics of our lovable hobo mimes. Guess Bob's weight and win a voodoo Cupid doll. Bob's
Slacktime Funhouse.
Like a suppository for your ears.
Ooh, my brain is tingling.
That means it's working.
We're a trough and you're a dirty horse.
You got a real purty mouth, Atlanta.
Drink it, you dirty horse.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Now in stereo.